Amelia.
Rob.
Hey, how are you?
Oh my God, it's been crazy. I'm sorry I missed last week and had to cancel on you that day, but it just was, it was a bit hectic. It feels like things are ramping up before they hopefully quiet down for the summer. how are you?
Good, great, thank you.
Good. All right, let me get out my notes so I can take some notes. So let's get started here. All right. Okay, so what have I been working on?
Yes.
Once again lost my focus. As I look at my calendar. Yeah. I have lost my focus. Yeah, last week I did some events. Yeah, I mean, so like 4. I need to get like 8.
Okay.
I need to pick it up a little bit. I've been a bit distracted again. I was doing well and then I got a little distracted with the event that my colleague and I put together and hosted for the LGBTQ community.
Yeah, how'd that go?
We executed perfectly in some respects, but we didn't have the turnout that we had hoped for. And I was very anxious about this going in, which is why I canceled our meeting last week. The event was on Tuesday, and
yeah.
I think we had 2 fatal errors. The first is that neither Kat nor I are really involved in, like, heavily in the community as of yet. We know people in the community, but we know a couple dozen people in the community. We don't know hundreds. And so, this is the first time we were doing an event for the community. And then we had light RSVP responses, and we weren't able to convert those RSVPs to people who showed up. So, for example, we had 22 RSVPs, and we got 7 attendees. And so what saved us is that, yeah, it's not great. What saved us is that, at least optically, it looks great because our friends from Morgan Stanley showed up and supported us and, you know, ate the hors d'oeuvres and looked at the art and listened to the presentations and, you know, but, the feedback that we got was actually acknowledged that, you know, next time we'd like a better turnout, which we recognize. So I think we need to change our strategy there. And we've already talked about that. But that every other part of it was perfectly executed. For example, at your suggestion, we had it at an art gallery. And I know the owner of the art gallery. He's worked with my husband for decades. They run a beautiful, it's a first-class operation. The art was, you know, very high-end, you know, like $250,000 pieces and stuff like that. So it was, like, nice stuff. The space was beautiful. The catering was, the food was great. We had an open bar, so people liked that. And then the presentations. We kept them very brief, and I think, like, we got our point across, but we just didn't have the numbers that we had hoped for but not executed on. So, yeah, that's the situation.
So I just talked to a friend of mine who owns well, they, anyway, Sherlock Hobbs is involved, and
yeah.
I don't know if there's one near you, but
yeah, I love Sherlock Hobbs. You can get lots of fantastic things there.
Right, and so I was thinking of your group, and instead of making it just LGBTQ,
yeah.
you could make it anybody interested in food,
yeah.
and invite a chef, and do a cooking school.
Huh. I like that idea.
Thank you.
I like that a lot. Let me get that down here. Okay. Leak.
And what I would do, I would try and have a different chef four times a year.
Okay.
And just build it that way, and sell it out. Just sell it out.
Yeah, one of the questions that we've asked internally, basically Nico and I have debated is the LGBTQ community just too small to, you know, to drive 80 people to an event or even 40? Like, we were hoping for 40, right?
Right.
And we have a colleague who did this in New York City, but that's New York City, this is Miami, and we're not involved in the community in a big way yet. I mean,
yeah.
we want to be more involved, but, you know, basically our friend showed up and a couple of people
yeah.
through the chamber. So branching out, I like that idea. Quarterly chef day.
Yeah.
People love food.
Right, and let's not discriminate, you know. I mean, truly,
yeah.
we're not, you know, why are we discriminating when we're going to do a great event? You know, are we
yeah.
really catering to them, or are we marketing to them, or are we really using them? You know, let's just treat them like the community and invite them and invite others. Who cares, right?
Right,
let's
exactly. We're inclusive.
Right.
And then yeah. is your idea that at this event you have the chef do a demonstration, and then is there any talk about finances at all, or a topic, or is it, sorry, did I
just... I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know. I think I'd
oh.
probably, I would have to, let's think about that, right? Because the truth is that, you know, everybody has a commercial, so sure, why don't we could have a commercial at halftime.
Yeah,
you know?
Commercial. I like the reference too. Commercial at halftime. Yeah, we can say we can introduce ourselves, tell people what we do, and say, you know, what, of course we wouldn't charge anybody for it. We would fund it ourselves, right?
Right, and,
yeah.
and just say, look, you know, we're fellow foodies, and we love this, and we thought it'd be fun, and I hope you enjoy yourself. But at
yeah.
the same time, you know, it gives us a chance to tell our story. And here's our story, you know, and just tell your
yeah.
story.
Yeah.
And
I think what we can do is have people invite a guest. Or if it's a
right.
couple, have them invite another couple.
And make it real foodies, you know. And so
yeah.
you'd have some gay couples, you'd have some
yeah.
straight couples, all kinds, who cares, right? Just all
yeah.
foodies.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, that's
and then maybe,
the,
yeah. They make friends. You could literally, let's think about it for a minute, right? You could have, let me think, what would be the perfect way to do this? I think you could have cocktails and welcome
yeah.
them, have a little champagne flute, and then everybody get to know each other a minute, and then sit down and... No, I don't think you want to do this for a big crowd. I think it's a smaller, intimate thing, but because you're actually going to learn something from the chef. And, you know, you may want to practice, you know, add your own here, because I haven't done this. I've been to one of them, or a couple of them. You know, I bragged that I was at the Ritz-Carlton in Paris and went to a cooking school there. But It was really my wife.
That's not untrue, but...
Right. I did go. And it was fun. You know, we were with friends, and it's like playing golf or doing anything. It's just a fun event, and you get to know each other, and you eat dinner together, you know, especially if you do... He cooks and you learn and then they serve the meal and you eat the meal together. And
yeah.
It's a really nice experience, you know?
Yeah, and that's what we want. We want something experiential because that's what people will remember. And how many people attended the event that you went to?
I'd say there could have been as many as, you know, 5 or 6 tables, but that's about all, you know.
5 or 6 tables of how many people, though?
No, I mean 5 or 6 couples. Is like 12 people. Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, it is intimate.
Yeah.
I think it's too small to, like, for prospecting purposes. I get it. For that size, I understand it as like a client appreciation event, but I think for prospecting purposes, we would have to go bigger.
Yeah, I would get in touch with Sur La Table and see what they're cooking. They usually have a kitchen in every one.
Yeah.
They're very interested in doing this. My friend is the company is trying to find its way into the new world. Mm-hmm. And this was a suggestion I made to one of the guys on the board for them. And I said, look, why don't you do this? You know, bring the right people in that are foodies that are going to buy your stuff. Get the traffic. And I know it works great for my industry because it's a great chance to give our ultra and high net worth clients a different kind of experience. And if you really want to dress it up, you bring in some really fun chef, you know, that's pretty well noted. I mean, you don't want to make it too expensive, but at the same time, it would be
because.
And so I don't know what the numbers look like, what they can handle, what would be practical, whether you charge them.
It's a phone call.
Right, and you maybe you charge them something for it, but you
charge
give it
third
to them.
Or top?
No, charge the client.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know what I mean? It'd be a great evening, but it'd probably be a, you know, at least maybe do it as a fundraiser.
Oh, I like that. Yeah.
That's a great idea, isn't it?
Okay, chef demo, eat dinner. Ways to pay, fundraiser. Yeah. Or I could get a wholesaler to sponsor it.
Sure. Here's another idea. You know, we're always fundraising for, you know, the women's club on the island here.
Uh-huh.
So they're always looking for fun things to do, to package up and sell.
Mm-hmm.
So you could have this as a, you know, package for 12 people at your local fundraiser, and they bid, you know, $3,000 or something for it, and they win it.
That's a good idea. Okay.
Right? You know, you are involved in it.
Yeah.
In the fundraiser for the cancer, you know, for cancer or for heart or for, you know, something, diabetes or something. And so you donate it. They pay $3,000. The charity gets the $3,000. And everybody, you get the right people coming. And they're all prospects pretty much, I would guess. You get the right people coming to your event, right? You're coming to, and then you host it, and they come and have fun. And you get to meet them and spend time with them. It's just an idea. I'm just brainstorming.
I like it. Yeah, I appreciate yeah. that. Do you think we should abandon the LGBTQ community? Nico and I talked about kind of continuing it for a year and seeing what kind of traction we get and obviously getting more involved in the community.
Is your friend part of the community?
Yeah, but she doesn't, she's part of the community, but she's not active in the community. My colleague.
Right.
Yeah, but she's not active. She doesn't serve on any boards or anything. And
yeah.
I've tried to convince her to get more active for the past 2 years, but she hasn't done it.
Some people don't want to be segregated that way. And other, some people want to just be them, you know?
Yeah.
Other people are real, you know, committed to the rights and all that, but I'm not sure. I don't know. I think it feels like you're exploiting them a little bit.
Yeah.
Rather than just treating them like human beings.
Gotcha. We thought that if we came at it from an education angle that it wouldn't be so much that. But I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think we're going to try a couple more events and then, assess whether it makes sense.
I think I'd try and get to know the community better in terms
yeah.
of what do they want. What do they want?
Well,
right?
So we did that research, and it turns out they want events that they feel are for them and for the community, that are exclusive to their community, because it creates literally a place of comfort, because so many times, there's so we work on that premise. I don't know if it's going to work, Rob. I don't know. But we're going to give it a couple more. We're going to give it like three or four more events and see.
What about this idea for them?
Yeah, I like this idea for them. This idea. Yeah.
Because it's intimate,
Exactly. And I think we could get five or six couples.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that'd be great. And it'd be an intimate scene, a whole thing would be an experience too. And they, foodies love each other. I mean, they want to talk
yeah.
to each other.
And they want to share their ideas and their great restaurants and all of that.
Right, recipes and this and that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think it's a pretty, I think your audience could be pretty broad for this.
Yeah,
organic,
pretty broad and very narrow, right?
Yeah, yeah, I really like it.
Okay.
And I think part of the game is to do something like advertising. Key to advertising is getting a good ad and running it over and over and over and over.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And so the key for you is to get a good event and do it over and over
yes.
and over and over and over.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then it doesn't take any as much work and preparation time, and you just plug and play. Everybody, knows where to go, where to show up. You keep the energy up. That's key. But you cut down on the work, the overhead.
Right, because what we discovered was there was a lot, especially working at a large company like Morgan Stanley. There was a lot of red tape. There were a lot of forms to fill out. We did it all ourselves. Like, we called the caterers and found the tables and all of that. And that becomes a lot of work. And that's really
right.
been a huge distraction for the past couple of weeks with, not great results. So I'm a little.
Right. So I like this idea because you don't have, you can sell it out in 2 minutes and people know it's sold and they've got a reservation and
yeah.
that it's important that they need to be there. They can't sell
yeah,
it.
Exactly. Yeah. The issue we had was that, we had two issues. We didn't have enough RSVPs And then we had a poor yield on those RSCPs.
Yeah. And so Sirlasov will be helped. They'll have had the experience doing this. And so you just do some homework on it. I think I really like the idea of it. I really do. And
should I just call my local Sirlasov, or is there someone I should speak to in particular?
No, I would just call your local one. He is I just gave him the idea, so he's going to take it to his people. You know, they're just looking for anything that they can, you know, how do you compete with Amazon? You know, that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
So I think
that's a hard one. But I think that's a great retail environment to do it in. That place is, if you're a foodie, that place is like going to a candy store. It's like a kid in a candy store. That place is awesome.
Right. And so you get the right people in there and you do it regularly. I mean, heck, you could do it a lot more if it proved to be a great venue and you could, you know, it didn't end up costing you a fortune. So
exactly.
It's, you know, you gotta figure that out. But
Yeah,
having the venue, I think, is a great thing, you know.
And the good news about the gallery is that he would do it again and provide us with the bar, which is great. But I don't know. I think people, I mean, the feedback on the gallery was fantastic. I think our issue was the RSVPs and stuff. So that's something we could do again. We just have to get 100 RSVPs for, you know, our 30 or 40 people to show up.
And that's, you know, that's normal.
Yeah.
Particularly in seminars, you know that. You're gonna get a third of what you think you're gonna get. So
exactly.
You got 20, you're gonna end up with 7.
Yeah.
If you've got 40, you're gonna end up with, you know, 12 or 15. So that's great. You know, 15 is great. You can't do it for 7. So.
No. Yeah, no. But it was our first one, so we're really gonna take stuff away from it, which I think is important.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I over allocated to it in terms of time.
Well, that's the part you got to be careful of. You got to just say, let's assume that it's a long-term process. It's going to take me 3 or 4 of them to make it work. So I'm going to get nothing until 3 or 4 are done. So you say to yourself, okay, that's a cost. I can't, I can only give it so much time, and I've got to do these other things which are going to produce real results sooner. This is a very passive prospecting model I'm using here.
Yeah.
So we need an active prospecting model to offset that. So you do. You know, my suggestion is you do, you know, 3 active for every 1 passive that you do.
Okay.
And so you keep yourself focused on the active prospecting. Active prospecting is... whenever you're engaged in asking for business. So that would be asking for introductions. You know, that's active prospecting.
Yeah.
Cold calling is active. Cold calling in person is active. Doing seminars where you're bringing in a group. Mm-hmm. And that's active. Otherwise, they end up being, you know, meeting with centers of influence is active. You're asking, you're really giving. To me, when you give, you're setting yourself up to get. So you don't have to be always asking for business. You can be giving business. And that's just as effective as asking. So meeting with mastermind group, meeting with centers of influence, those are very powerful ways to prospect.
And I need to I need to do 3 of those for every task. And how do you define a passive task? Like anything related to putting an event together?
Yeah, what you did was a wonderful thing. It was very passive, though. You were just, oh, by the way. Think of it as any time you're saying, oh, by the way.
Okay.
Okay. If you're interested in doing business with us, we're here.
Yes, which is what we did. It's exactly what we said.
Yeah. That's going to take, it's a long time home. It's a very circuitous route.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's okay because you get known and trusted in the community, which is part of what you're doing. You're developing your brand, but you want to make sure that that's what they understand, that that's what you're doing, you know.
Right.
So you had 4 activities last week. Is that what you just said?
Yeah, which is about half of what I want to be doing.
Okay.
Because I was really, really distracted by this event.
Yeah.
It took a lot of time and energy.
Right. So, you know, you were rolling before. So, you know, you got to keep rolling.
Gotta stay focused. Yeah, and I think we talked about this last time, and I did not implement it, which is unusual for me, but I didn't do it. But basically, I need to time block. And last couple of weeks, I didn't time block because I was so nervous about the event. So what I'm going to do is, after we talk, I'm actually going to go over to my colleague and follow up on the people that we didn't know that showed up to the event. So at least we kind of closed the circle, and that's an active task, right? There are 3 people who we want to follow up with. And then I'm going to block out my calendar for the week and literally put in, not just in my my handwritten planner, but in the digital calendar also, the people I've got. I've got 2 people to reach out to today, and I haven't done that yet because, you know, I suck. I suck. I know. It was one of the, you know, can you give me a little support here? It was just one of those Mondays where I was with the kids all weekend, and I just came in, and I just wanted to talk to adults for a little while, so it took me a little while to get going. But that's it. Refocus.
Yeah.
I have an update for you. My I have coming in, I think it's going to be August, September. It's about $12 million from my Atlanta family. That started out as 2, and now it's going to be 12. And they've sold the first piece of real estate, so that will net them 5. So they'll open the account with 5, and then for the remainder of the year, they'll sell the rest of the real estate and businesses and put in another 7 to, it could be 7 to 13, but I'm going to go for the low end. So that's good. And I'm utilizing my CSA to help me open that account. So I've actually spent very little time on it. And then on my big prospect, I don't know if I told you this, but the gentleman who made the introduction, he's a CPA, he actually got very, very, very sick.
You couldn't get in touch with him.
Yeah, I couldn't get in touch with him, and it was unusual because he's a friend of the family, and it was the reason why is because he got pneumonia and he nearly died. So he was really out of commission. But he has since returned to the office, and he called me and we caught up, and, you know, we focused on his health because that's what's really important. But he gave me an update on the prospect and said that things are moving along. Obviously they were delayed because of his absence. And I brought up the idea of putting together a list for her of people that she would need, you know, to talk to. And it turns out she's actually not going to move to Miami, but to New York. And, you know, I said, well, you know, what does she need? And And he basically said she doesn't really need anything. We're kind of handling that for her. So he kind of closed the door on my ability to, you know, create a list of enthusiastically endorsed, you know,
providers. Yeah.
Providers. But also, I mean, I have contacts in New York, but I don't have, you know, the depth of contacts that I would have here. So I just wanted to update you on that. So it's kind of like, it is what it is. But he said that, she'd be here in the next couple of weeks and that we would get started. So.
You know what I would do?
Yeah, what would you do?
I would ask him for his list for Miami.
That's a great idea. Putting it on my to-do list.
Yeah. And then how he's going to handle it in New York.
Yeah.
Not that you can do it, but how are you going to handle
yeah.
it? Do you,
yeah.
You know, well, I've got contact. Okay. I'd love to have that list. You know.
Yeah.
And we have the, let's get the New York list. Let's create a combined list of your people and my people and come up with the best list for Miami.
Yeah.
For ultra high net worth clients.
Yeah. I like that idea. And he's really going to like the enthusiasm. No, that's not the right word. Initiative that I take. I think that's important to him. I know he'll appreciate that. So I'll do that.
Yeah. I mean, the thing like is he's still probably very tired and appreciates somebody helping.
Yeah.
And you just say, look, you've got no axe to grind here. I just want to help. And I want you, everybody here to be in the best light, you know, possible.
Yeah.
So we
want
to make the best impression. You know, let's make the best impression here.
Oh, I like that. I've sat down with Nico. We've reinstituted our biweekly chats, which I appreciate your help in influencing him to see the importance of that because it works for me. I like getting his feedback. And I think as a result of it, he got me into a program here at Morgan Stanley that's called the Stanley Wealth Director Program. And it's only for ultra high net worth advisors, only for PWM. You know the difference between like a PWA here and an FA, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so I'm in PWM, and it's in our office, it's me and Adam Carlin, and although he lives in a different stratosphere than I do at this time. It is my goal to be larger than him in terms of my revenues. But anyway, so Nico has nominated me and I've been accepted for this program. So, you know, there's like 200 or 300 hours worth of studying and I get to go to New York and, you know, meet the other people in the program. And it's very, very prestigious and it's something that I can put on my business card and all of that. So that's a good development. How I'm going to
assess
Family Wealth Director.
Okay.
Yeah, if you're in front of a computer and you Google it, let's see. It's good. It's definitely... it's going to be a lot of work, and unlike the Family Wealth Advisor, which is something that a number of FAs have, so this is earned by only 300 of Morgan Stanley's 16,000 financial advisors.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty good. It's pretty good. So, it's something that, you know, they'll make publicity on it for me, and it's really good. It's not just, you know, a few letters after my name. It's really something I think we can leverage marketing-wise in the future. So I just have to find a study for that.
Here's an idea. Here's a big idea for you.
Okay. I'm ready.
When I was the district director for the Midwest District, we included, you know, the South. in Tennessee was part of our district, and I put together a weekend for private wealth prospects.
Mm-hmm.
So they had to have a minimum of $50 million, verifiable, and we did things like bring in speakers to talk about passing on wealth to children and
mm-hmm.
ultra high net worth planning and, you know, family problems and how to, you know, raise normal kids in a crazy environment and so forth. And it was great. I mean, it went really well. We ended up getting, I mean, you get one of those clients that pays for
the weekend. Yeah, exactly. Pays for the weekend. Did you use your like DDA money to set it all up? So you paid for it up front and then invited the prospects. Yeah.
Yeah, I paid, I mean, I was the district director, so I paid it out of the district. But you know, in the hopes that it would end up generating business for our district.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, so it was something that was sponsored quote by the firm. But that might
not be something that I could do individually, but I could team up with other advisors, right? No?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And then you could, you know, and if you were smart, you'd get, you know, two or three families invited that were prospects.
Yeah.
It just enhances your relationship with them, you know. So I throw that out there as a kind of a longer term planning idea.
I could work on that with Nico. That would be a Nico discussion.
That would be a Nico discussion, but also when you're doing your training here,
mm-hmm.
this is something that you could do with the heads of the departments.
Yeah.
Talk about what they could do for you guys.
Yeah. Okay. I like that. What can the department heads do for me?
Yeah, and creating the agenda with the right people, the right speakers, and I guarantee they've done this, okay?
Yeah,
so the question is, have they done it for your district or your region? No, probably, and if you did it, where would you do it, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be a place, like, the Blackberry Farm is a, that's where I'm taking my wife for her 70th. It's a special place. You know, it's a very special place. It's got the, you know, world-renowned chefs, and it's a fabulous weekend. Anyway, it's that kind of place that you want to take these people.
Gotcha.
A place they could all go where they'd like to go, but they just don't bother, you know.
Yeah.
And I'd probably make it $100 million now.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the world's changed, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I want to continue to have those types of clients. So that's
right.
Yeah. All right. That's great. That's a very long-term idea that can kind of simmer in my brain. And when I'm meeting people, I can ask them about and create relationships based on that.
Yeah. We did the same thing to New York, but not that ultra high. I mean, I think we had a $25 million minimum we took them to New York for a weekend.
Yeah.
That was a big deal, too. That was really, really went over well. And we had sponsorships for that, though. Mutual fund companies sponsored that.
Yeah. Yeah, wholesalers. That would make sense.
Yeah.
And they can provide some speakers. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They were there already, you know, and because their headquarters were there, so it worked out really well. So there's another idea. And that's more active prospecting, I think.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, if you go to New York, they know what they're getting in for, you know. You still have the wonderful meals and everything, but you're going to have, you know, analysts talking to them, the heads of, you know, you're going to have really, you know, chief economists and all kinds of good people at your disposal to talk to them.
Right.
That's a really good idea, too, if you haven't ever done that. Or Miami's
New York,
really done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would do that. I would definitely do that.
Okay. Yeah, that's something I can instigate here, at least start the discussion. Because I think our compact management team is open to that kind of thing. And based on their enthusiasm for Kat and my work in the LGBT space, I mean, they're entirely supportive. So why not, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, just make sure you have the minimums and they're good.
Yes.
Good
yes.
Prospects. They're legitimate prospects. You don't want to waste these chances.
No. Yeah. No. Time is money.
How's your whale doing?
My whale client?
Uh-huh. The whale, the guy with billions.
Oh, you know, he hasn't, he never got back to me, so I think it's time to reach out. Let me check and see when I last emailed him. I need to be more aggressive. Last month, so 5/7, so a month ago, I just said, hope you're doing well. When are you in New York City? I would love to talk to you through our AI portfolio and get you invested. And he didn't get back to me. So what I'm going to do is tell him that I'll be in New York City in July, or in like, I'll be in New York City this summer, and I'm going to copy his assistant, because I think that's, I didn't do that last time, and I think that was stupid, because he doesn't set up anything. He just says, he gives a nod to the assistant, she does it.
Right. So, I don't think the story's changed.
No, the story's not changed. I need to get in front of them. With these guys, you gotta be relevant and you gotta keep on them, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay, so what else?
What else? That's kind of what I got right now.
Yeah, I think, you know, just, you got to keep up, just use my rule, 3-to-1, active to passive. And if that means picking up the phone and, you know, talking to somebody where money's in motion, you do it.
Yep.
You know, the ultra high net worth guys that I knew that were the most successful were pretty aggressive guys.
Yeah.
They would call whenever there was, they'd read the paper and they'd see something moving, company being taken over, they'd call. They'd call. Uh-huh. Now they're using LinkedIn to try and make connections to the people that are involved. So if they can find somebody that they know that knows somebody that they can get an introduction for, they'll use that to get, you know, a positive introduction.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Right.
I need to shift back to spending my time prospecting, and not on the event. I mean, it was the event. It just took up such a ridiculous amount of time.
Just think of the event as prospecting your whale. It's a part-time thing. If something happens, great. If not. It's not part of your everyday activities. It's a supplement to everyday activities.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
Good. I wanted to ask you, Rob, Cindy sent me an email and said that after the 12th session, things go monthly.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then
so
for Holly,
Months.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah, keep going first. It's a full year of coaching.
Yeah. Well, and then I'm going to continue because I really enjoy this, and I find the feedback very helpful. I find the discussions motivate me. I just find the whole thing. It's an investment in me. No one else is going to invest in me but me. So I want to do it. I want to keep doing it. And I think that as I grow my business, there'll be other things for us to focus on.
Yeah, you know, the more case studies you can give me, the more helpful I can really be.
Yeah. Well, I got to go out there and get you some more case studies.
That's exactly. Yeah.
And I wanted to, before I go, I sent an email to Cindy, my colleague Kat Busseau, who's the woman I'm working with on the LGBT stuff. She is interested in having a conversation with you, because I think she's interested in doing the program. After much cajoling, I think we've been successful in getting her to sign up. But she just wants to talk to you about, because her situation's, as with everyone's, her situation's unique. She'll be receiving the business from her dad and her uncle. So it's more of a transition than anything else.
So she desperately needs somebody, it seems to me.
Yeah, and she doesn't. Yeah, and she doesn't prospect.
Yeah, well, if she gets enough business, she's not going to need to, but she's going to need to know how to run the business.
Right. Right, exactly.
So do you want to, how would you suggest that we meet?
I think you should do a phone call. I think you should do a short phone call.
Okay, do you want to,
I've emailed Cindy, and I copied Kat.
Okay.
Cindy to help set up a time with you to just kind of talk with Kat and get to know her and her situation from her perspective, which could be
That's
very
wonderful.
Different than what I told you. So.
Yeah, but you've done everything. Thank you, Amelia. That's sweet of you. Really nice.
Yeah, I think you could help her. I really do.
Good.
I think you could help anybody,
Good.
But you know. All right.
She's willing. They're gonna be willing. As long as they're willing and able and excited, then I can. Of course, you can always help. You know.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, good. Thank you again. Appreciate it. That's wonderful. Look forward to it.
Yeah.
All righty.
Super. Take care, Rob. Until next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.